Innovation Anthology celebrates discovery and the inventive spirit. With today's update, here's Cheryl Croucher, Canada's voice of innovation.
A bit of gene sleuthing has led to a new discovery about multiple sclerosis. University of Alberta neurologist Dr. Chris Power and his team were looking for genes that regulate other genes. They found one in particular is involved in both how brain cells communicate, as well as inflammation and the immune system.
This is another dimension of the disease process in MS. There's a deficiency in neurosteroids. It doesn't give us a direct insight into the cause, because identifying causes in diseases is often very challenging, but it certainly tells us that neurosteroids are altered or disrupted in MS, and that perhaps almost as importantly gives us a potential therapeutic angle. Because what we did in our study is we showed that one neurosteroid was particularly deficient in patients with MS. And when we took that neurosteroid called allopregnanolone and treated cell cultures, it was protective. It reversed the damage that we see in MS. And we also gave it to mice with an MS-like disease, and it improved the outcomes in those mice.
The discovery gives Dr. Power and his group some hope that replenishing the neurosteroid pool in the brain might offer new treatment for multiple sclerosis. Thanks today to Alberta Innovates Health Solutions. For Innovation Anthology, I'm Cheryl Croucher.